Our Father, Lord in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentlemen, we have a copy of the agenda. Dave, any additions or corrections? Yes?
Yes, we do. We do have a couple. First, the lease agreement for office space. I'd like to defer on that item. Number two, under myself and under Mrs. Webb, no, item 2C, we do not need to
Miller
include.
Creek.
Miller Creek, right.
Okay. Make a motion we approve the agenda with the two amendments.
Second, gentlemen.
Two minutes.
Second.
The second is that we approved agenda as amended. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. You have a copy of May the 3rd minutes in printed form. Any corrections or additions? Being none, motion please.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of May the 3rd as presented. May
6th.
6th. I'm sorry. May 6th.
Second.
Second.
Moved to second that we approve May 6 minutes as printed. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. You also have a copy May 13th in printed form. Any corrections or additions?
I make a motion we approve May 13th minutes.
Okay. Second, please.
Second.
Moved to second that we approve May 13th minutes as printed. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Correspondence, Jim?
We've got about six items. First is a letter from the Nanticoke Health Services Dinner and Auction thanking council for a donation toward that event. Next, a letter from Nemours Health and Prevention Services thanking Mr. Dukes for a grant toward their community walk program. A letter from the March of Dimes acknowledging a contribution to that organization and thanking council. A letter from the Quiet Resorts, Bethany Fenwick Area Chamber of Commerce, thanking council for, including the County Economic Development Office and Director in the fiscal 2009 budget. A letter from the Indian River School District Minority Leadership Alliance at Sussex Central Middle School, thanking council for a donation to their organization. A letter from the Bethany Beach 4th of July Committee, thanking council for a contribution toward their 4th of July parade event. That's all the correspondence.
Mr. President, I got one I want to say.
Okay.
I want to thank my fellow councilman and the public and the staff and the fire and the police and the ambulance world and the paramedics for everything they've done. Glenn Lucky, my wife wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Rodman. Mr. Baker, good morning, Dave.
Yes, good morning. The first item is a proclamation, probably a very appropriate, proclaiming June 1st through June 7th, 2008, as CPR/AED Awareness Week. Whereas the Sussex County Council recognizes the life-saving value of citizens learning to perform cardiopulmonary resuscitation and use automated external defibrillators prior to an emergency, and whereas the Sussex County Council encourages all residents and visitors to obtain this training during this week in honor of National CPR and AED Awareness Week. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council hereby proclaims the week of June 1st through June 7th, 2008, as CPR/AED Awareness Week in Sussex County, Delaware. And I know Mr. Lucky is here, and we have members of the fire service here.
Good morning. So, first of all, thank you, Mr. Rogers, for your very kind remarks. First of all, We know that that the victims of cardiac arrest do not survive if they're without any help for more than 10 minutes. And we know that CPR can turn that around, and the sooner it is started, the better. And that citizens can be adequately trained to perform CPR before we can get there. There are, in our case, there are only eight paramedic units covering almost 1,000 square miles. It's a lot of territory, and we can't get everywhere. It's not like we have a unit on every corner. So someone has to intervene, and that's the citizen. The system only works to the extent that everyone becomes involved in it. CPR training is now available in a number of places that people can access. Dell Tech has programs. All three of the hospitals in the county, and citizens can either call the Red Cross or Heart Association, or go to their websites and locate courses. They actually have courses listed there. The other part of this, and this is part of a national recognition of the value of CPR and automated defibrillators, which are now also available to the public. In fact, we have one in this building and in several of the other county buildings. There are about 400 that have been placed in Sussex County over the last 7 or 8 years through the use of federal rural grant funds. All of the fire departments have them. Many of the police departments deploy them in their vehicles. We put them in schools, we put them in churches, places where people get, where large numbers of people gather, and that may therefore be at risk for people suffering cardiac arrest. We're doing a couple of things in recognition of this. We have some demonstrations going on at the Lewis Library today at 1 o'clock, the Rehoboth Library on Friday at 1 o'clock, and Laurel, I guess, at the library at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Also, I believe WBOC is going to be doing an article today. With me is Lars Granholm, who is one of our paramedics, who works with a group that we had that went defunct and now is back up again, called Phoenix, which recognizes people who have survived cardiac arrest and the people who helped them. So I'm going to turn it over to Lars for a few words from him and to recognize some people.
Thank you, Glenn. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning.
As stated, my name is Lars Graham, chairman of the Phoenix Club. Phoenix Club is an exclusive organization with the sole purpose to recognize and induct survivors of cardiac arrest in the pre-hospital setting into the Phoenix Club. Briefly, the Phoenix Club's definition is the mythical bird which in death is consumed by fire. Out of the fire springs another young bird to carry on the species. And this leads us to our first inductee of this year. On February 16, 2008, the Rehoboth Beach volunteer firefighter and engineer, Walter Birmingham, was operating the pump panel at the scene of a structure fire in Dewey Beach when he suddenly collapsed from cardiac arrest. Members of the Bethany Beach Volunteer Firefighters and Lewis Volunteer Fire Department witnessed the collapse and immediately rendered aid, which included CPR. An AED from the Bethany Beach Volunteer Fire Company was placed on Mr. Birmingham, and a shock was delivered, which restored pulses and breathing. ALS care was also initiated, and Mr. Birmingham was then transported to BMC, where he eventually made a full recovery. And at this time, I would like to introduce and induct Mr. Walter Birmingham as our first inductee into the Phoenix Club this year.
I get to wave to him every once in a while when I'm down the beach.
Turn around, Walt. Look at the camera. Walt, turn around and look at the camera.
We want your picture. Keep turning.
Oh, the other way, right here.
Well, you're a farmer. You should be able to take that photo out. Come on, man.
I would like to reunite Walter with his rescuers that came to his aid. From the Bethany Beach Volunteer Fire Department, Lieutenant Mickey Weissman, Sergeant Jason Hudson, Firefighter Anthony Donofrio, and Firefighter Paramedic Dave Hammerer.
At Greenwood Board? Going to the beach, going to the top. Yeah. Hey, Mickey.
From the Lewis Volunteer Fire Company, Sussex County Paramedics, Off-Duty Paramedic Glenn Marshall, and Paramedic Supervisor Rob Mock.
I think he got a lot of wind in his head. I'm going to tighten him up a little bit if you want that picture.
We're going to be assigned to follow Walter around.
Thank
Thank you, Council.
If I could have one comment. You had not woken up this morning, you wouldn't have been here today, but you wouldn't know you were here today. And I tell these people that I think it's wrong that I'm here representing all the people that they regularly see. They do CPR, they do AEDs and stuff like that. And to all of you for making the monies and places available, and to all of you folks out there, it's not me, it's all these people and all the rest of you that learned it. Because if you had died this morning, you would not have known it. And everything since the 16th and of February, I know because they brought me back by the grace of God. I don't know why. but in theory, and I talk too much, but we're all dying from the day we're born.
Chuck permission.
So we should be thankful for everything from the day we're born. I'm a thankful person, but we all need to be more thankful than to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Stand by one, Glenn. Gentlemen, we do have a proclamation in front of us. I need a motion and a second, please.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
We moved a second that we approve the proclamation as read. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Glenn, I'm going to let Mr. Rogers present it to you.
Thank you.
Delaware, it's a great honor for me to present this to you and Mr. Lahr this morning, proclaiming this June 1st through the 7th, the CBRA, Awareness Week. Congratulations on the job you continue to do. Thank you, sir.
And excellent.
County Administrator's Report. This past weekend was NASCAR race weekend, and the Sussex County Airport was visited by the members of the Dale Earnhardt Incorporated, Mark Martin, and Kyle Busch race teams. The county provided a hospitality tent for members of the crew of these race teams. Over 100 race team members attended. We would like to thank county employees and volunteers who assisted with this event, including Susan Wise, Ed Wise, Debbie Jones, Joe Thomas, Brenda Thomas, Ira Hitchens, Shirley Hitchens, Jim Hickens, Susan Hickens, Wes Jones, Marshall Reynolds, Ruth Reynolds, Susan Parks Davis, Robert Rogers, Richard King, David, myself, county dispatchers, and Mr. Dale Dukes, and his wife Dottie, who also assisted with this event. And overall, I think it went pretty well. Our county council chamber sound system, the council chamber sound system has been updated to enhance audio within the chambers, the lobby area, and the administrative offices. We'd like to thank the Sussex County Information Systems for their efforts in this endeavor. And then state police, April 2008, as per the attached report, during April, 4,031 arrests were made by the state police in Sussex County. A total of 3,920 complaints were responded to. And then beneficial acceptance for the engineering department. There are two projects. Savannah Square, agreement number 625, was granted beneficial acceptance on May 27th. Developers Stephen Doyle Construction Incorporated. Project is located on Route 113 near Dagsboro in the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District and consists of four commercial retail sites. Also, Bay Crossing Phase 3B was granted beneficial acceptance May 22nd. The developer's Blenheim Homes project is located on Route 1 in the Westerhope expansion of the Dewey Sewer District, consisting of 26 single-family lots. Thank you.
Any questions, Mr. Baker? Me and none. Susie?
Thank you. I have a few things today. First off, I have a new bank account that I need for our newest sewer district, Golf Village. I've selected or recommend opening this account with Citizens Bank. Right now, Citizens Bank is the most competitive bank on our checking account and our CDs. We never have issues with them. They have plenty of collateral. They suit all our needs. They're local, no fees, no minimum balance, and as I said, they're the most competitive with the rates. I review this information every time I need to open a new bank account, and I have a motion and a resolution recommending that we open up the Gulf Village Sewer District bank account with Citizens Bank. Any questions?
Nope.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the following resolution, authorizing the payment from funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with the Citizens Bank, bearing the signatures of any two of Finley B. Jones, Jr. President, Lynn J. Rogers, Vice President, or Susan M. Webb, Finance Director, and a signature may be a facsimile provided one life signature is on check or withdrawal.
So moved.
Second.
Moved to second that we approve the motion as read. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Duke.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Thank you. I have three resolutions today. I am trying to wrap up some bond funding with the Rural Development Office, and I need these resolutions from County Council. All of these resolutions, the ordinance for the first one, Route 54 Fenwick Island, the public hearing is today. The other two have passed. The first one is for the Route 54 Fenwick Island Sewer District. This is our newest project. We have a public hearing on it today. Well, I had it with my public hearing stuff.
Help her out, George.
This is a $2.8 million project where we're receiving funding from Rural Development Office. This is basically a housekeeping form with the Rural Development Office. Any questions?
No.
I'll read it. A resolution of the Sussex County Council authorizing and providing for the incurrence of indebtedness for the purpose of providing portion of the cost of acquiring, construction, enlarging, improving, and or extending its sewer service facility. An area lawfully within its jurisdiction to Sussex County Council for $2.8 million. This will be a 4.5% 40-year loan with RD.
So moved.
Second.
We moved to second that we approve the motion as read. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
The next one, Millville Sewer Expansion. We're in the middle of this expansion project. The ordinance was passed authorizing the debt on March 14th, 06. Again, 4.5% 40-year loan with RD. If there's any questions? A resolution of the Sussex County Council authorizing and providing for the incurrence of indebtedness for the purpose of providing portion of cost of acquiring, constructing, enlarging, improving, and or extending its Millville Sewer Expansion for $4 million.
Make a motion we adopt the resolution.
We move to second that we pass the resolution as read. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
And the last one, Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District. I'm getting ready to close on these bonds now. 4.5%, 40 years. These had two ordinances. They passed on May 1st, 01 and October 2nd, 07. Any questions on Oak Orchard? A resolution of Sussex County Council authorizing and providing for the incurrence of indebtedness for the purpose of providing a portion of the cost of acquiring, constructing, enlarging, improving, and or extending its sewer treatment for the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District for $2,443,000.
So moved.
Second.
We move to second. We pass the resolution as read. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Thank you.
That was easy enough, Susan. Good morning, Hal.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I have a few things for your consideration this morning. The first of which, with an eye on economic development, I wanted to point to you. I sent you each one of these Friday, which is a new business publication that has just started here in Sussex County, and the name is DESK, which stands for Delaware, Sussex, plus Kent. In a moment, I'm going to introduce to you the publisher of this magazine. This is a business-to-business publication. As many of us know in Sussex County who live here and do business here, this is a great place to live and do business. This publication will help us showcase those features, hopefully recruiting new businesses or expansions to the current businesses that we have. And I wanted with the excitement that I have shared in over this publication, I wanted to introduce to you Mark Reeve, Desk's publisher. Mark, would you come forward and explain to council some of the benefits of your new publication?
Thank you very much, Hal, and thank you, members of the council, for allowing me to have the opportunity to introduce this publication to you. As Hal explained, this publication is a private entity. You may have not mentioned that, but it is designed to accomplish two objectives. One is to support the promotion and growth of existing innovative and effective companies in Southern Delaware, and the other is to promote and support economic development, new investment, and new business in the region by communicating the successes and resources we have to provide them. As you may well know, this is not the first nor the only business publication in the area right now, so you may ask yourselves, why start a new one? And I answered that by bringing forward two challenges that were brought actually to the Sussex County Economic Development Action Committee, CDAC, which has been formed recently by the efforts of Mr. Baker and Mr. Godwin and some private business enterprises. One challenge was from the state itself, which basically told members of the Sussex County Association of Towns at one of their meetings that we're on our own. And this is no greater truth to be told. In 20 years of business journalism, nearly 10 of that in Delaware, being a member of CDAC, being a member of the Southern Delaware Tourism Board, and also an active member of the Greater Seaford Chamber of Commerce, one thing I do know for sure, and that's that outside of this area, the media is not interested in what's working in Sussex County as much as what's not working. In reality, Sussex is a thriving and diverse economy with a fertile environment for new business to succeed. The rapid expansions of companies like Trinity Transport and Craig Technologies, those are very much testaments to that fact. And at a time when other states are actively marketing themselves in this region, as an ideal place to do business, we need to communicate our superior strengths to a larger audience than ourselves. Desk is designed to be developed as an economic development tool. And it's an emerging distribution. It's not just the Delaware business people, which will be part of the mailing list, but also to regional venture capital and investment community and prospective businesses at large. We need to make sure those audiences are interested and invested in what's happening here so that when an investor is looking for a place to put their money or when a new business is seeking to expand or open up a new location, they think of us first. And we need to communicate that in a manner that's at their highest standards. Unlike the rest of the matters that are before you today, I'm not asking for money. This is a private entity.
That's a good thing.
Thought you might be interested in that.
That's your first mistake.
Perks you up right there. This is an advertising-driven publication, so it is an independent business. What I'm challenging the council to do is to make use of it as a tool, as a weapon in their economic development arsenal. Mr. Godwin has been a very vital part of a multi-organizational advisory committee that's helping to guide this publication. Some of the other members of that come from the Small Business Administration, the Delaware Economic Development Organization Office, and other Chamber of Commerce representatives. It's very important for him to be there, and I really do appreciate you making him available for that purpose. And as the county's economic development director's position becomes filled, and an individual starts making contacts to promote the county, DESC is there to communicate and reinforce Sussex County's economic its assets and its strong points, and I really do want you to use it as that as well. It is a conduit for you to get the message out about what you're doing right. Thank you once again for this opportunity. I look forward to being your partner in Sussex County's economic development.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Hal.
I really think that as the mailing list grows for this publication, our opportunities will grow because those folks outside of our normal mailing list will begin to recognize what a precious commodity Sussex County is to the business world. Secondly, I have for your consideration this morning a wastewater agreement. This wastewater agreement, the developer here is John Schneider of Rehoboth Beach. The location is the north side of Gills Neck Road, and this sanitary sewer district will be the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District, serving 31 single-family homes with a system connection charge of $123,814. We already have the approvals from our engineering department as well as DENREC. We're expecting 45 days of construction with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $12,495.15 with a proposed construction cost of $83,301. For this consideration, the following motion is proposed. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 895, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Breakwater LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Breakwater Estates Phase 2, located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Motion, gentlemen. Still moved?
Second.
We moved to second. We pass agreement number 895 as read. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Thank you, gentlemen. For your further consideration this morning, I have four requests for disbursement for different municipalities from their annual law enforcement grants, and I'll thus explain. The first one comes from the town of Dagsboro. They would like to draw their entire $25,000 allotment for the purchase of a new Ford Crown Victoria police car complete with Motorola radios. That's the first one. The second one, second request comes from the city of Lewis. This is their second grant request for the year, which will finish up their disbursements. This disbursement is requested in the amount of $2,415.99 for police bicycles and accessories. That will finish up their $25,000 allotment. The third request comes from the town of Milton. They would like to draw their entire $25,000 allotment this year for lease payments for vehicles and some operational equipment and some fuel expenses. That'll be their full $25,000. And the fourth one for your consideration this morning comes from the town of Ocean View. This is their third request, which will finish up their full $25,000 for capital computers, tasers, fax machines, printers, speed trailer operational fuel, phones, ammunition, toner, etc. So it sounds like a list of miscellaneous items, which would total $15,525, which would also complete their full $25,000 disbursement for this year. The motion would be it moved that Sussex County Council approve the previously described municipal police grants.
Okay. So moved.
Mr. President. Second.
It's been moved to second that we approve the grants as local grants as stated, which would be Lewis, Milton, Dagsboro, and Ocean View. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Okay. Gentlemen, I have for you a